I told you that there's a relatively new development in evidence law in the United States, you probably wouldn't be very interested. If I told you that it involves legal pleadings and legal ethics, you'd probably be even less interested. But what if I told you that this issue concerns many of us who use word processing programs to create documents that are then sent on to others? This is one of those times when a mundane ethics and procedural matter in the law has real-life application for many of us. Here's why. Each time someone creates a document or edits a document or inserts comments in a document using a word processing program, those things are noted someplace on the document, often in a place you cannot see. If you've ever accessed a document's properties link, you know that you'll find certain information there: author, word count, when the document was created and modified, that sort of thing. It's called metadata, and I'll let a court define it for you. Metadata, commonly described as data about data, is defined as information which describes how, when, and by whom it was collected, created, accessed, or modified. The Microsoft website adds that metadata can also contain document revisions, versions, hidden text, and comments. But many people don't know about this cache of information, or they may know about it, but they don't know how much it can reveal. When you transfer a document to somebody else or post it up on the internet, that metadata can go with it. Sometimes it's transferred to someone you don't want to have the information, as in law practice, when the document contains information regarding trial strategy, say. A National Law Journal article reported that track changes comments can sometimes be revealed unintentionally, and that information thought deleted, including sensitive national security information in a pleading put up on a website, can be uncovered easily if you know how to do it. The problem in law practice is really twofold. First, when an attorney sends legal pleadings to another without concern about metadata information and what it contains, and a metadata-savvy attorney on the other side receives that document, would it be ethical to click a couple of times and see what the metadata holds? And if so, should the attorney reveal what's been found? Second, should courts allow opposing parties in a lawsuit to request original electronic files containing all metadata? Courts and State Bar Association ethics groups are split on the answers, but this metadata thing is relatively new. The National Law Journal, in its February 2008 article, noted that many lawyers don't know about metadata, and that means that many judges probably don't either or don't understand it. That also means that it's an issue that many non-lawyers likely don't know about. The next time you send someone a document or post a document on the internet, think about what else it reveals and whether you want those revelations seen by another set of eyes, be they a lawyer's or not. I'm Amy Guida.